Oh, lovely to see you all. Wasn't that really good? It was great, wasn't it? Do you know what? When I think about Palm Sunday, I can't help think of the word joy. Don't you? There is so much joy when we consider all the amazing things that we've just heard about. Wouldn't it have been incredible to actually literally have been there, seeing Jesus in action, you know, all that 2,000 years ago? I would have just been totally blown away by it, I'm sure. And I'm sure all the disciples and the people, that's why he had so many crowds gathering and following him around everywhere. It would have been so filled with joy all the time. Now, a dictionary definition of joy is a feeling of great pleasure and happiness. And it's to take delight in something. And I think that this story and everything that we've just heard captures joy in three ways. The first way is that kind of shout it from the rooftops type of joy, isn't it? It's that I want to declare this feeling of great pleasure I'm having deep inside of me, and I want the whole world to know about it. If I saw Jesus, so let's just picture ourselves that time. So John the Baptist, who was, you know, pretty impressive in his own right, was there baptizing people. He would have had a bit of a crowd gather around him anyway. And can you just imagine, everyone, that if you're sat there just by the water's edge, it was a glorious sunny day, maybe a bit like today, but a lot warmer. You might be tipping your toes in the water a bit and enjoying the moment and watching people getting baptized, when suddenly, in through the crowd, walks Jesus of Nazareth. And you've heard about this Jesus, you've heard all about him, but in he comes, and there he is, baptized right before your very eyes. If you were to see that there in action, I think this is what I would do. Hang on a minute, let me just grab this. I'd be there capturing it like this. Wow, check it out, quick, photo. Let me put up on Facebook, hang on a minute. Wow, amazing moment. Hashtag Jesus of Nazareth. Hashtag watch this space. Because something incredible, that's just joy, isn't it? It'd be amazing. I reckon that if God took a photo of that moment and put it on his Instagram post, I reckon it would be, this is my son, photo of Jesus, you know, being baptized with the dove coming down and everything. Hashtag so proud. I really do. I think he'd be amazing. And it would be that declare it from the rooftops type of joy. I'm sure you've all felt that, haven't you? You've all felt that moment of, I want the whole world to know this feeling that I've got deep inside of me. It's that kind of joy. Now, a second type of joy represents a little bit of that previous story. God declared it from the rooftops with his big booming voice, this is my son. But he also sent a dove. And that dove landed on Jesus, and a dove represents peace. And that leads me to the second feeling of joy. Joy is that inner feeling deep within you that gives you a rooting of feeling peaceful. You're kind of grounded in this real sense of clarity and peace. I think it's a joy that the disciples felt. I reckon that all of those disciples that had been chosen by Jesus had a deep joy. I don't think anything else could have actually moved them into action other than that deep sense of joy, that peace that rooted them in knowing exactly who they were, because Jesus of Nazareth had chosen them to go with them on this amazing journey of this time. Do you know, not anybody would just kind of join in and follow when somebody says, come with me. There must have been something pretty amazing about that opportunity, and it must have come from that deep sense of joy. That those disciples picked up everything, they left everything, and off they went, and they followed Jesus into the complete and utter unknown. That must be a complete, you know, that sense of joy is immeasurable. And then there's the third. There's the kind of shout it from the rooftops joy we've talked about. There's the deep sense of peace. And then there's that third. And that third was a bit like what you guys just did. It moved Jade to so much joy that she had tears in her eyes watching you guys process around the church a moment ago. She was so deeply moved by that celebration that we all have together. So the third sense of joy is celebrating it together, that kind of that joyous time coming, gathering all of us together in a big celebration. Now, I think I may have come slightly close to this once. I went fairly recently with Brackley Town. I live in Brackley, and I went with Brackley Town. They actually got through to the FA Trophy. That was pretty amazing. My little town got through to the FA Trophy, and I have boys and they love football, so we all decided to support our town and off we went. They actually got to play at Wembley. This is pretty impressive. So we went off to Wembley, and we, 5,000 of us, gathered in this little section of Wembley Stadium, and I'll tell you what, we barely filled the place. But we watched and we cheered our team on. And 1-0 down, it looked like everything was completely, you know, gone by that point. It was, we're going to go home having had a nice day. 1 minute to go, we were thinking, this is it. We've had a good time. 30 seconds left. Brackley Town scored. You should have heard us. We were so excited. It was amazing. And we were able to go into extra time. It was so amazing. We were jumping up and down, so excited. We went through the 30 minutes, and the excitement grew and grew and grew, and there were so many sort of near misses for the other team. And we were so tense. You can tell I'm still very tense by the experience. And we ended up getting to the end of the 30 minutes, and neither had scored. Like, right, penalties. I found myself being a completely different person to one I've ever experienced. When they were coming up to score, there were people booing, and I'm like, boo. And then Tom was looking at me saying, you can't boo. I'm like, I know, sorry, no, booing's bad. And then when we scored, it was, yay, cheering, so excited. And you know what? It came literally down to the last one. 3 goals each. Couple of misses on each side, and this was the decider. We had to score on this one if we were going to win. And of course, guess what? We got it! We won! And the goal went in, and I tell you what, that 5,000 people filled that stadium with the excitement and the joy, and I was leaping up and down, barely unrecognizable, I tell you. It was amazing, so exciting. And do you know what? I reckon that first Palm Sunday, it was a bit like that. Seeing Jesus come in, and the excitement is infectious, isn't it? It kind of gathers inside of you, and you just exude this joy that is so full of everything that you could, you know, just wanted to declare and shout out, and it was amazing. So, do you know what? I think that was an incredible time, full of joy. But I wonder, 2,000 years on, that's a long time, isn't it? 2,000 years. And yeah, we don't get to see Jesus actually in person, doing all those incredible, you know, miracles and seeing them actually there. We hear about them and we try to recapture the moments of wow and awe and wonder wherever we can. But it doesn't, you know, how can we kind of show what deep within us, the joy that those disciples and those people seeing it in that moment can still live with today? You know, Jesus, if he is inside of us, if he lives within us, do we live with that deep-filled sense of joy just as much as they did? You know, are we booming our love for him and our joy for him being in our lives and shouting it from the rooftops and declaring all the incredible things? Because do you know what? Those miracles happen still today. I hear stories of people being healed. I hear stories of people, you know, experiencing some great and incredible things that Jesus has done in their lives. And it's like, do we declare it? Are we declaring that from the rooftops? Are we shouting about it? Do we have that real deep sense of inner peace that we will go wherever Jesus calls us to go? Because do you know what? It's not just the 12 that were chosen. We all are disciples. We're all chosen. If we've called Jesus into our lives and we've asked him to be our Lord and Savior, not only is that something to shout from the rooftops about, but it's to spend our whole lives following him on the great adventure that he wants to take us on. And it is a great adventure. Are we going to be as willing as those disciples to just drop everything and go wherever he leads us to? Because I tell you what, it'll be incredible. I remember not so long ago, standing on a balcony, I got an amazing opportunity to go on a trip to Ethiopia. And I stood on the balcony and I said, this is incredible. I never imagined I'd be here, Jesus. I want to go wherever you follow. And that led me to here and being here in this church doing these amazing things. And it's great. What an adventure. And then finally, are we celebrating together, coming regularly together, meeting together and celebrating in an amazing way, shouting from the rooftops, living our lives with that deep inner peace, and also coming in community together to declare everything that Jesus is to us. So we're going to stop now and we're going to pray. So I think we've got two children who are going to come and join us to lead us in a time of prayer.